Blog Talk Radio.
Interactively discuss the Word of God.
You know, in Psalms it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity and in spirit." It's just a blessing when we come together and just feed on the Word of God, because we need it daily. We need it daily. Through our trials, tribulations, or whatever we may be going through, we need the Word on a daily basis. So this is only a fraction of what's offered. There are so many Bible studies throughout the city, through your city, through this city, and men and women going about preaching the gospel and standing up for the Word of God. We all have a job to do. There's a purpose for each and every one of us. And I pray that this Bible interactive study will just touch you and will enhance you as the friends, family, all those that we come in contact with, that it will just remind us of who we are in Christ. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to go into our topic, which is Divine Healing, Part 2. We're going to pray now, and then we'll just go through our scriptures. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that as we go through this Bible study, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just bless the hearers, Heavenly Father. Bless the participants, Heavenly Father. Bless this whole study, Heavenly Father, that we would be all on one accord. Father, we pray for financial increase, Heavenly Father, where there is needed. Father, we pray for physical healing, Heavenly Father, wherever there is needed. Father, we pray for spiritual healing wherever it's needed, Father. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just build those up in the areas where they're torn down, and that you would strengthen them where we're weak. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being able to come together and taking time out just to share a word of the Lord. And Lord, Father, we ask that the words of my mouth, and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Before we get started, I would like to take a minute just to thank those. Oftentimes we have many will come on and that will host the program, and that's Minister James, Gary James from out of New Jersey, Apostle Scott from out of Warren, Ohio, Apostle Reeves from out of Indiana, Bishop Palmer from out of D.C., and any other hosts that will be coming or that have been. If I missed your name, I do apologize, but we thank you for just being a part of this Bible study and just building up the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. Okay, as we get into, march through the Word of God, we are on part two of divine healing. Divine healing. Amen. Divine. Only of God. Only from God. Divine. And our first scripture we talked about last week, but we're going to go over it again, and we're going to continue up until the end of these scriptures, and the closing will be at 8 o'clock. And the first scripture we start off, we're looking at Mark 1:40 through 42. That's Mark 1:40 through 42. And the word of God says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was clean." Now, there's a number of things that I want to touch on as we discuss this. And for those of you that's tuning in for the first time by computer, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And when you hit number one, a red microphone would come up on our monitor, and you would be have access to be able to share with all of the listeners at this time. Amen? Amen. Now, as we discuss this, there's some things we'd like to consider the leper. First of all, he heard of Jesus and his miracles. Now, this was the disease that he had. He heard about Jesus and his miracles. Next, he came for a cure. He came for a cure of his disease. And in his mind, he had a conscious faith, a conscious belief that once he reached Jesus, that he would be cured of his disease. Amen? The third, he earnestly besought him to grant the mercy he needed. Earnestly, he was very sincere about his desire or about his need. He was very sincere that Jesus would grant him mercy and heal him. And the last part was he fell down on his knees with his face to the earth. He fell down on his knees with his face to the earth. And when anyone is falling down, face down to the earth, that is showing a humble state. That is a humble state. That is a sense of distress in his soul. When a person falls down, they have just given it all. They're asking or they're seeking or everything has just gone, and they're just turning it over to whatever may be. And at this time, he fell down and he just earnestly turned everything over to Jesus. Now, the other part of that, consider what Jesus did. He moved with tender compassion toward him. Amen? He moved with tender compassion towards him. This is the alone source of all human salvation. When Jesus moves with compassion toward each and every one of us, it does not make a difference what state we're in. Jesus moves with compassion. He loves us just as we are. Amen? Just as we are. And he's constantly knocking at the door and asking for us to open up. To open up to him. The other part is what Jesus did was he stretched forth his hand, showing the readiness to relieve him. He stretched forth his hand, showing the readiness to relieve him. Amen? The third, he touches him. Though during this time, that was prohibited by law. That was prohibited by law for to touch anyone of that state. But he did it. Anyway, Jesus did it anyway. Amen. When a person of a disease touched anyone during that time, that made the person who was touched unclean. So it was a law and it was prohibited for anyone to touch someone who had a disease at that time. But here, Jesus touches him. Amen? Even though it was against the law, Jesus touched him. And fourth, he proves at once his infinite love and unlimited power, amen, by his word and by his act. I will be cleansed, and immediately the leprosy was removed. The words, I will be thou cleansed. And immediately the leprosy was removed. I love when I think about that, I look at that, I look at the urgency, the immediacy of it. When Jesus is speaking to any one of our hearts, or he is commanding us to do something, and you know we all have a purpose here on this earth, and he is commanding us to do something, it's important that we respond immediately. Here everything is immediate. Even the disciples, they responded immediately. Everything was done immediately. Even the healing was done immediately. And this is, to me, it's almost letting us know how we are to respond when Jesus is speaking to us. We're not doubting any way. What we're doing is we are acknowledging his presence. We're acknowledging his power. Amen. And we are responding immediately. So when we look at that, when the leper came, he kneeled down, the number one, showing that was a surrender. And he actually believed that he would be cleansed of his disease. And it doesn't make a difference who you are that may be listening, whatever you may be going through. Jesus operates the same way he did in this scripture with us. He operates the same way. Amen? He operates the same way. Our faith, our belief is so sincere, so earnest, that we believe that Jesus is going to take care of our problem. Amen? So, I just love that, you know, just looking at that and just how that was broken down, you know, with the leper. It was cleansed. He was cleansed. His disease was cleansed immediately. Amen? And he believed that Jesus was going to do exactly what happened, what took place. Amen. Moving on with our next scripture. And again, we are talking about divine healing. Our next scripture is Mark 5:27. And it says, when he had heard Jesus, came in the crowd and touched his garments. 28 says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And Mark 5:29, and immediately, here's that word again, and immediately the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease. Amen. Now, when we look at Mark 5:27, and it says, when she heard of Jesus, she came into the crowd and she touched his garment. And when we look at that, when I see that, it is, she's passing forward. It does not make a difference what obstacles was in her way. She was pressing forward because she knew that Jesus was there, and all she had to do was just get to it. Doesn't that remind us of our situations that we may go through in this life? All we have to do is keep, by faith, keep pressing forward to the mark. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward. Amen? See, in here, she had formed her resolution in faith, and then she executed it. It did not make a difference what her weakness was. She was adamant about pressing forward to get to Jesus. And that took courage. Amen? That takes courage. When we are going through situations that keep pressing forward when everything seems like it's about ready to fall apart, when everything seems like when nothing is working out right, the finances may not be there, our physical ability to be able to function in this day and time may not be right. But having the courage to press on by faith of knowing that once we're able to get close to Jesus, that things begin to happen. Something is going to take place positive in our life. And I truly believe that healing or financial or whatever we're going through will be taken care of. Amen. I just truly, truly believe that. Pressing forward, it does not make a difference. Don't give up. It does not make a difference how dark it may look. Don't give up. It does not make a difference how weak you may be. Don't give up. It does not make a difference how many times it's happened. Don't give up. Continue pressing forward. Continue pressing forward, believing that Jesus is going to make a difference. Jesus is going to turn that situation around. He's going to heal it. He's going to cure it. Amen? The other part is, when we look at it here, we're continued in Mark, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever and left, and it left her. And here we go again with immediately. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them. He stood over her, and he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Immediately she knew. She knew she was healed. She knew she was cured. And after she received her blessing, then she chose to go out and bless others. Amen? She chose to go out and bless others. And that's what we are supposed to do. Amen? Once we receive our blessing from Jesus, once we receive that divine healing from Jesus, then we are to go forth, sharing the good news, ministering to others. Hey, listen, there are so many people in a similar shape that we may be in, and all Jesus does is just send them to us. He leads them our way so that we can tell them about what Jesus did to us. We become that living testimony. We share to them what Jesus did for us. Amen? And he's working on our behalf every day. Every day. Every day. And through Scripture, he's saying, don't give up. No matter what the situation is, don't give up. Amen? Amen. Another thing I looked at is, looking at here, is when he stood over here, her and rebuked her, and it left her. That was a call to a response. A call to a response. When Jesus saw her, and he reached out his hand and rebuked the fever, that was a call to a response. And when I look at that, I look at so many people that come in our midst that may need to hear a good word from us. Amen? That may need to hear a word from us. And we're supposed to respond accordingly. Again, for those of you who are listening by internet, I don't want to do all the talking. It's just a blessing when all the brothers and sisters come together. We just feed on the word and just, you know, discuss and digest it and what the word means to us so we can become a blessing to others and others become a blessing to us. Isn't that great, you know, when we all come together on one accord in one spirit and we just share the word of God and we never know who's listening. We never know who's this. There are so many people who are listening by internet, some by phone. If you choose to, hit the number one. If you want to share a word with others, please do that. This is an interactive Bible study. It is interactive. We want everyone to interact, to be a part of it. Amen? As we continue moving on, we are looking at our next scripture. And I always have to emphasize that we're talking about divine healing. We're discussing divine healing right now. And we have just gone over a couple of scriptures. And we, as we're just moving through the scripture, we're just talking about in terms of what that means to us, what it means to us. We're on Mark 9:22. Amen. And often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And I look at that one word, if you can believe. And that speaks to my spirit in terms of believing of whatever our situation may be, whatever we may be going through. If you can believe that the outcome is going to be victorious. Jesus is made of conquerors. He's made us alive and conquerors. It doesn't make a difference what comes at us. What comes at us. It might slow us down, but not going to hurt. And here, the key word is, if you can believe that all things are possible to him that believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith. We think about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Amen. Things we can't even see or what's going on or what's taking place on our behalf. But we're just to have that faith, that unshakable faith, not allowing anyone to turn us around. Amen? So we look at Mark 29. It says, thou can do anything. Thou can do anything. And in my notes, it says, I have already tried thy disciples and find that they can do nothing in this case. But if thou hast any power in mercy, if thou hast any power in mercy, use it in our behalf. Amen? Use it in our behalf. I'm looking at a 618 number. I don't know what time. I am online, and that should not even be. And I'm just hoping that they was able to receive the number for all the call-in number if they called in. The wrong number, the 618 number out of Illinois. But anyhow, that's what that buzzing was that you just heard, 921. And here it says, I have already tried thy disciples and find they can do nothing in this case. And in that piece, when the disciples was following Jesus, even though that they were following Jesus and they saw all these miracles take place, they still had, they didn't have that faith that Jesus wanted them to have, of believing that they could do the same thing that he did. Their faith was not strong enough, and he says, I have already tried thy disciples, and find they can do nothing in this case. But if thou hast the power and mercy, and use it on our behalf, use it in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can do anything. Amen. Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, there was an answer to an inquiry above that when we allow pride, self-will, lust, anger, any of these bad tempers, any type of dispositions or constitute the mind of Satan, it entirely destroys what we are able to do. Amen? Because when we are in that state of mind, we do not believe Jesus is able. We do not believe that Jesus is able. Moreover, if we are willing to give up our idols or any type of thing that we love more than Jesus, and if we give credence to the world, then we can begin to start to respond the way Jesus wants us to respond. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So the world that we're in, well, look at 334, anytime that you would like to, if you would like to share a word or any part. I don't want to do all the talking again. I do like to hear from those that are participating, and if you choose not to, that's fine, but you would have to hit number one, and a red microphone will come up, and then I would give you the opportunity to share any one of these scriptures. Amen? We do thank each and every one of you for tuning in and just being a part of this. It is a blessing just to be able to do this. It is a blessing. I get blessed just by hearing it, hearing you, and I hope that you do the same when we're on every Wednesday. We are at Luke 8:36. Luke 8:36. They also, who saw it, told them by what means he that was possessed of the demons was healed. By what means? And they did not believe that Jesus. They felt he was cursed. He was a demon himself. He was not able to do Jesus Christ. He did not receive it from heaven, from God the Father. They felt that he was demon possessed. They didn't believe that he was able to do that. He was the Son of Jesus Christ. And there's that doubt there again of not believing that he was the same Son of Jesus Christ. So therefore, by seeing those miracles, they chose to believe that it was not of Jesus Christ, and that it was by some other form of trickery or some other mode that they did not understand. And when it says, by what means? How are you doing this? In Luke 10 and in 2, whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And then in Luke 10:9, it says, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is near you. The kingdom of God is come near unto you. And there's not much I can really share on this. And it's basically, if you look at 1 Corinthians 10:27, it talks about things that are set before us and how we are to respond when someone invites us into their home. And then they want to feed us. So when someone says anything before us, it is saying do not offend that household, that we are to eat what is before us. And then after we eat, then we are to share the gospel. Amen? To share the gospel. If they must come to repentance, that we must share that with them, get them to repent, of their sins at that time. And if you look at Matthew 3:2, it goes a little further and talks about the repentance, and it even discusses that sitting at the table and how we are to respond when someone shares something with us. And sometimes we do easily become offended. Amen? We become offended. Someone puts something, food, or shares with us at one particular time, and they may become offended if we choose not to eat that food that they're eating, or they are sharing from their heart if we choose not to share. And Jesus is saying that that when someone, if they invite us in, and if they receive us, that we are to keep what is said before us. Amen? The kingdom of God is near. That is repentance. Every day, we are to repent. We are to repent of our sins. We sin every day. Amen? And we are to repent. We ask Jesus for forgiveness. Amen. We are moving on, and we are looking at Luke 17:12, 13, and 14. Amen. Giving you a minute to get to that scripture, and then we're going to discuss it. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, stood afar. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, teacher, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And here we are, we're looking at obedience again. And when he saw them, they said, go show yourself to the priest. There's obedience again. They came to Jesus, and Jesus sent them to someone else. Now, when we look at Luke 17, the scripture on Luke 17, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. Now, when we're looking at the word stood afar off, we know that that's a distance. You know, they kept their distance. And the reason that they kept their distance, because it was forbidden by law for them to come near anyone who was not infected. That if they came near them or close enough to them, that person would become infected by that disease. So they stood afar off. That was just by law. By law, they were not to come near anyone who was not infected. Amen. And if you want to look for further references to that, you can look at Leviticus 13:46. Numbers 5:2 and 2 Kings 15:5. If you want to look further there. Then we look at Luke 17:13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, teacher, have mercy on us. They lifted up their voices. They cried on one accord. See, they were equal. They were all equally in need. All of them were in need at that time. But they cried out for help. They cried out, Jesus, have mercy. And there was but one voice that came among them all. Though 10 were engaged in crying at the same time, as they were companions and all of them were suffering, they were also companions in prayer. So this is saying, looking at this, prayer should be strong and earnest. When the disease is great or when the problem is great, then the prayer is great. Amen? So here, sin is the worst of all leprosy. it is not only separate from those to whom it cleaves onto, from the righteousness, but it separates them from God. It's nothing but a sincere heart and the powerful hand of Jesus Christ can set any soul free from. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, to anyone that would like to tune in, please, I invite you to share what God is saying through the scriptures so that we can just be a blessing to others. We all come together on one accord. Amen. 631, if any of the 491, the 43334, please tune in. Or anyone else, please tune in. Amen. And we are looking at 17:14. It says, "Show yourself unto the priests." Now, when they're talking about that, it "show yourself unto the priests," our Lord is intended that their cure should be received by faith. Now, let me say that again. Our Lord is intending that their cure should be received by faith. They depended on His goodness and His power, and even though that they had no promise, there was no promise at all, but yet they went at His command to do that which those only who were required by the Lord to do and who had already been healed. So what they did was they just responded accordingly. Whatever they was commanded, they responded. Now, the priest that was Aaron during that time, and if anyone had leprosy or at that time, they were sent to the priest. Or if it wasn't Aaron, it was one of his sons that was a priest, they were sent to him for healing. And by law, that's how they were commanded, to go to the priest for healing. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when we look at this, even though that they're talking about leprosy, they're talking about disease, this was a situation that only faith could heal. Only faith could heal. Faith in Jesus Christ. Believing that Jesus Christ could heal them. And that is what cured them. Amen. The highest and the most sovereign reason that can be given is for believing what Jesus Christ has commanded. That is the highest, that is the most highest, is belief, faith, believing in what God has commanded. And how often does our faith get shaken up? Amen. How often does our faith get shaken up? How often does a travesty come in our life and we get shaken up and we get turned around and we forget who we are in Jesus Christ? Amen. And that's what I love about studying the Word of God, coming together on one accord and just sharing the testimony and sharing what God has done. See, because when we begin to start to hear, sometimes people only respond by what they see. They can only believe by what they see. But that faith, that faith, when you can't see it there, and you still have that unshakable faith in believing that God is going to cure or heal that situation, God, oh my goodness, that's where God wants us. That's where He wants us. Amen. Amen. Leprosy during that time was like a scabbing of the skin. And again, you know, during that time, they was brought to the priest Aaron, or one of Aaron's sons, the priest. To show yourself unto the priest, according to these were the directions. And again, if you want to look at it, again, look at Leviticus 13:2. If you look at Leviticus 13:2, and you can expound on that, or even Leviticus 14:2, if you want to expound on that later on, or if you want to look at more information on it. Our Lord intended that their cure should be received by faith. Amen. And again, as I said, they depended on his goodness and his power. And even though that they had no promise, they believed that they would be healed, or they already were healed. And that's faith. Believing that you already have been healed. Praise the Lord. And you know, we all are going to go through some challenges in our time, and our faith is what's going to get us through. There may be somebody right now that's going through some challenges. That faith is going to get you through, because we all go through it. We all go through it. And I also want to remind us what they said, what was said earlier, repenting every day, daily, we are to repent and ask for forgiveness. We all have sinned and fall short from the glory of God. So every day we have to ask for forgiveness. For whatever we said, whatever we thought, whatever we did, we always have to ask for forgiveness. And God is constantly wanting to hear from us. And then he's constantly wanting us to see us in action. And that's why these words are put before us, to remind us of who we are in Christ. Amen? We are at John 8:58. John 8:58. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, this is a literal translation of passages. When it says, I am from all eternity. I am from all eternity. I have existed before all ages. I existed before you was even born. Amen. I am from all eternity. I have existed before all ages. And it's like you say in here, if you consider in me only the person who speaks to you and who has appeared to you within a particular time, but besides this human nature, what you think, you know that there is in me a divine and eternal nature. And both of them together, united together in my person. Abraham knew this. Abraham knew how to distinguish them. Abraham adored me as his God. Amen? Abraham desired me as his Savior. He has seen me in my eternity, and he predicted my coming into the world. Abraham knew all of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is so good, isn't he? God is so good. And the more knowledge we receive, the greater we become in Christ. And we are supposed to be going out and performing those miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 3, 16 is our next scripture. Acts 3:16. And in his name, through faith, in his name, made this man strong, whom you know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And his name, through faith, in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is in him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And here it is, in his name. We know whose name that is, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen? Jesus Christ, the Savior, through faith in his name as the Savior and the author of life. And all the blessings that we receive, such as our health, our strength, our mind, such as all the blessings that we receive. Now, in here, it is not quite clear whether the apostles refer to their own faith in Jesus or to the faith in the lame man. But it is true that Christ had promised that they should perform miracles in his name. And if you want to read further in that, if you look at Mark 16:17, and Mark 16:18, or even John 16:23, you can find more information there. And that whatsoever they ask of the Father in his name, he will grant it. Talking about and in his name. And that whatsoever they ask of the Father in his name, Jesus Christ, he would grant it. Not by John, it's not by Mark, it's not by Matthew, but in Jesus Christ. And they might have been led at this time to make a request to God to be enabled to work the miracles and the faith that they had unlimited power and unchangeable truth that may have influenced them to make this request. Amen? So whatever we do, we are asking it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, a name that's greater than any name we can even utter, think of, or even imagine. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name that sets captives free. In Mark 16, as we come to a closing, Mark 16:17, and it says this, and I was giving you that as references scriptures, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out demons? Shall they speak with a new tongue? Hallelujah. In Mark 16:18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it should not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. It's what Scripture says. John 16:23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask in the Father, ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That's John 16:23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask in the Father in my name, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. That is the last of our scripture, but isn't it beautiful just knowing who we are in Christ? Whatever that obstacle is, you have the power. You have the power to move it. When it says mountains be moved, when I think about mountains, I'm only thinking about obstacles in our lives, things that we may go through, challenges that we may have. We have the authority in the name of Jesus to tell that obstacle or whatever that situation is to be moved, be gone, in the name of Jesus. We have that authority. We have that authority. Even the disciples, they followed closely and saw miracles on a daily basis, but yet their faith wavered when it was time for them to perform. They did get to that place, of course, we know, but they had to go through a journey. They had to go through a journey to get there. Like us, we have a journey to get there. But my God, once we get there, we become peculiar. We become different. We stand out. We don't think as the world. We don't talk like the world. Amen? We press on to the mark of the high calling and keeping our eyes focused on Jesus, speaking everything in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in this evening. I'm Brother John, and we invite you to join us next Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and we will be continuing in our studies, our Bible, interactive Bible studies. Our next week topic will be Faith That Believes. Faith That Believes. So we hope that you tune in next Wednesday and be a part of this interactive Bible study. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. For those of you tuning in by internet, thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
I can look beyond the